Blog Talk Radio.
Dance to the DJ Mike Q, brother. Wow. Shot.
Let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna shoot this beat. So when I poke you up, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count for getting the dip, so the dudes can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, we say I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my shoes. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, ah. This is the soft and cunt, ah. The cunt feminine, put these on the fist, ah. Philly, but she's all cunt, ah. Eat it for me, NYC, ah. Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft and cunt. Give it to me and pass up a lot.
Ah. I got dressed back up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I served all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my coffee back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
Ah, try every rapper, she done. This is so rough for me. I'm damn bitch, so damn bitch.
How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, ah? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, ah?
I-O, digital cable, box a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free, when you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what goes for the X-Files?
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna talk about all my disco sticks. Don't think too much, just bust that click. Wanna talk about all my disco sticks. I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switch with a film, yeah. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you, I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Ah, cock, 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 cock,
cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock,
feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right?
Trade me, my name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade eBay. My name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, all day, I trade eBay, don't try to figure it out. Ow, ooh yeah, I trade all day, eBay, don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm 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 hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody follow me? Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you wait to the same with it be? Cause I feel so empty without me. Cause I feel so empty without me. Cause it's so empty without me. Cause I'm
what are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Everybody just sitting up here and everybody just watching me.
That's what they do.
Well, Jason, because you know I don't be in the loop and everything like that and stuff like that, Jason. So what did you hear about the weekend? Because I know you be in the groups and stuff, and you be here for the shit. I be here for the shit, bitch, but you know, honey, at a certain time, an old girl like me, bitch, got to go to sleep, bitch. I got to go to sleep because I got to get my beauty rest, because y'all already know, honey, baby. It takes a lot to
well,
put this
girl.
Shit.
The streets are talking, and the streets are saying that you chop the juicies as a publicity stunt for your ball.
Well, let's get into it. Before we get into the main event of the weekend, I was out on Saturday. Unfortunately, I could not make it to Chicago. I was at the airport on Friday night, honey, and it was a motherfucking four-hour delay because of the rainstorm here in New York, baby. And after sitting at the airport for 4 hours and then sitting there for another hour waiting to get on the flight, baby, they gave me no ma'am. They gave me no ma'am. So you know what I did? I took my fat ass and I brought my fat ass back on home, baby, okay? I said, I hit up Contrell and I hit up Toya and I told them what happened and I told them I will try to get me another flight on Saturday and fly out to come to their ball because I really wanted to be there for the shit for their motherfucking ball. But unfortunately, due to things out of my control, I was not able to make it to Chicago. So, Jack hit me up, and Chi-Chi hit me up, and was like, well, if you ain't going to Chicago, come out. We having the People's Choice Awards Ball for the Kiki scene. So, come on out, honey, and judge and shit. So, you know, I came on out, you know, Jack, Gillette, Chi-Chi. So, I went on out to the Kiki function, and honey, and so the kids got their awards. Congratulations to all the other years and all the people that have chosen the children that they have chosen for of the year. So then they call out the judges, and I get on the piano, and I'm sitting there on the piano. So now, you know, my girls on my live is reading because the kids keep crowding the runway and all types of things. So I take the mic and I tells them, if y'all crowd this runway one more time, honey, okay? Because I can't see. But I could see, bitch, but the people on my live couldn't see. So I have to make sure my patrons on my live were able to get into the shit. So I told them, y'all crowd this runway one more time. I'm chopping every bitch that come out here because I can't see. So now when we get down to performance as a house, the first team comes out and they get chopped because it wasn't performance as a house. So then the Juicies came out, honey, and I didn't think that if for my understanding, for my recollection, it did not give me, the production was a sickening production. You cannot take anything from the Juicies, like I said on my previous two lives. You can't take anything from the Juicies. You can't take anything from Courtney when it comes to productions and things of that nature. But, yes, it was a production. It did not give me, everybody else that seen the video, that's what they seen. They gave their opinion. They voiced their opinion. But just like their opinion, their opinion is just like an asshole. Everyone has one. I was a judge that night, and I did not see it as performance as a house from what I get from performance as a house. So, you know, everyone wanted to attack me on Facebook. You know, the Juicies put up a red alert for my head, and it was awful Kelly had. All the Juicies all day Sunday was tagging me in posts and reading me and coming down for me, and they wanted a piece of me and shit of that nature and stuff. And so, you know, I said, whatever. I'm here for the shit. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I came, and it is no shade. I love the Juicies down. They're my house kids. They're my grandkids. They're my nieces and my nephew. I love them down. I just didn't see that. But one thing that the Juicies must learn about that chop is that chop was global. That chop was heard around the world. I brought Juicy from the Kiki scene to the social scene, to the main screen, because everybody was talking about that chop and the Juicies. I did that, Juicies. I did that for y'all, honey. I was here for the shit with the motherfucking Juicies. I did that for them. What's up?
Yeah, I chopped some because I didn't see it. Everybody else, you had so many different people was talking and commenting and everything, baby, and shit like that. But, you know, I don't know what is going on with Facebook. I don't know. I see all of these people that's up here on my live and they're watching my live. I don't know if anybody's commenting or saying anything on this live. There's no comments coming through or nothing. So I don't even know what the fuck is going on right now.
Wait a minute. Let me see.
I don't know what's going on right now. Please,
they
Jason, go up on the live. Go up on the live
they
and see
watch.
If you can comment on the live.
They watching, but they not talking. Yeah, I can see Tay Price comment. Kelly, can you see my comment?
No, I can see. I can't see it. I can see now. Hold on. See, I can see their comments now that I turn it on to my computer, but on my phone, I can't see nobody's. I can't see no. I don't got to swipe it. I know y'all ain't got to tell me how to work Facebook, baby. I know how to work Facebook. It is not coming up on my phone. Only thing I see on my phone is the different names coming up. But now that I turned it on my computer, I can see everybody comment on my computer. But I can't see it on my phone. Honey, she's doing shows, honey, okay?
Swipe to the swipe to the right. Your comments might have disappeared. So swipe to the right on your phone and see if they pop back up.
When I swipe to the right, I can see my camera. I can see my people that I can call when I swipe to the right. When I swipe to the back to the left, I go see all the names. When I swipe further to the left, I can't see the motherfucking comments, but I can see the comments over here on my computer, honey. I can see them coming here on my computer and shit, honey. So I don't know what's going on. You better, see, and the comments go so fast on this motherfucking computer. Y'all know I'm an old bitch, honey. So I don't even know who was commenting or who was talking to me or nothing, honey. Wait, what they said, honey? Yeah, I'm having some difficulties tonight, baby. Baby, when I tell you the shit wasn't working and everything tonight, honey, baby, and then it got cut off, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. 202-790. You're live on the air on the clapback.
When the last time you updated your Facebook app on your phone?
I just updated my Facebook app the other day.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Check your app store.
Yeah, this is a mess, honey. I don't like this shit that my comments is not coming up, honey. Yeah,
I
see the girls.
I have a comment on your chop. I have a comment on your chop. That was
a lot of people have comment on my chop. I see all of these messages coming through now that I put it to the computer and I can see the computer. I see these, the Juicy's on hack my shit, bitch, okay? The Juicy's on got juice in my motherfucking phone, bitch. What's the number?
Yeah.
The number to call into the show is 563-999-3792. It's the call-in number. And you can be here for the shit and talk to me live, bitch, because I can't see the comments, honey. And I ain't going to keep looking at this computer, because when I look at this computer, my face keeps turning to the side and look cock-eyed and all types of shit. And I ain't trying to look cock-eyed. Okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead, Marcus. What you got to say about the chop? What you got to say about the chop heard around the world?
That was late of you. Real tired. How do you come into these people's scene and tell them what their categories mean? I felt like they should have told you, get the fuck up and get out.
Oh, shit.
They just started letting you come back to the Kiki balls. You've been letting all these people through at all these balls all across the country because you had a ball coming up, and then you wanted to feel grand on the Kiki Kids times. I think they should ban you.
Marcus, don't you do that.
I think
don't you
mean.
Do that.
The Juicy's are taking every grand prize at the BBB ball. All right.
They said what?
Somebody said, William Tolson said, the Juicy's are coming to the BBB ball. They're going to take every grand prize.
Well, tell the Juicy's to come on through, honey. Tell them to come the fuck through, honey. Let a real bitch come the motherfuck through, honey, okay? Baby, honey, I'm here for the shit.
You'll let all them bricks all over the country through. Think trying to be nice to them all over the country knowing they ain't coming to your ball, and then you mean to the girls that's right there in your city that could actually come. How dare you? I think they should. I think they go get you, Kelly. If they get the ball you want, they're going to serve you.
The Juicy's already the Juicy's already said that they got a bounty on my head already. They said the next time I come out, they said the next time I come out to a key function that the whole house is gonna storm me, honey. So I'll see the Juicy's at the Legends Ball, honey, okay? And I'm always here for the shit, honey, okay? Bitch, I'ma have my new cut, my new color, my doo doo. And I ain't gonna play with the motherfucking Juicy's, honey. I'm going to squeeze all the juice out of the motherfucking Juicy's because I'm always here for the motherfucking shit. Oh, baby, oh, so it's a lot of, oh, so the Juicy's is up here on my live and they talking shit, honey. They talking shit. They still talking shit on my live, honey, okay? Okay? Y'all Juicy's better stop playing with me. I'm telling y'all, honey, okay? They up here on my shit and they talking mad shit to me, honey. Make sure y'all share this live.
You said that they weren't, they didn't do a synchronized part and that's why you felt as though it was a job.
Marcus, I really don't, like, you know, they started off as Rumble style, right? And then they went into performance as a house. Then they went back into Rumble style. Then they went back into performance as a house. I just wish my whole thing is I wish they would have all started together and completed together. That's my interpretation of Runway as a house and performance as a house.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. But what rule says that's what you have to do?
That's how it's always been over the years.
I'm going to remind you of the New York Awards Ball when the Mizrahis came out, those female figures came out for that.
Wait, hold on. I just got a text message. Hold on, Marcus. We got a slew of phone numbers. They is at me, Marcus. You see what you done started,
yeah.
Marcus? Now they about to attack me.
Yeah.
609-957, you're live on the air on the clapback. 609-957.
Kelly.
Okay. Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead, mother. This is
Maya.
I'm live. I called in to get the juice.
Okay, the next caller we have is the legendary Jason Prodigy. You're live on the air with us on the Clapback Show.
Kelly. I love you, Dale. You tried them Juicy's, girl. You were supposed to sit on that channel and pay that. The Kiki scene, that was too stern for the Kiki scene. They was in sync doing certain parts of it. Yeah, one person may have been a little bit out of sync in the back. I'm not sure who that was. But, you know, they ate that. Like, and after, you know, the Kiki scene, like, that's why they don't like us old girls coming to their scene and judging their stuff and being all ballroom, child. We can't be like that to the youth, child. You tried them kids. They did good. You should have left them kids alone. You having a ball on Saturday? And all them kids will come to your ball and all that. And no shade, I'm not a Juicy. I'm not even in the Kiki house. But you did not make the Juicy's socially worldwide mistake. I got to correct you on that. The Juicy's been slaying at the Kiki house even when you was on vacation, child. I ain't going to agree with you with that one. Them Juicy's been eating it. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Kelly. I can't agree with you on that one.
They was eating it, Jason. But, baby Jason, they got motherfucking staple icons and ballroom and everything, bitch, saying that I tried it, bitch, okay? They got, I'm talking about icons and legends and everything.
The Juicy is an iconic house in the Kiki scene. You can't go to their scene and try it. Them kids is over you, girl. And, you know, this little, I know you fight and all of that. You know you would change one more. Them kids got more adrenaline. There were us old girls. So some little kids would have jumped you in that corner, and you was yelling.
Oh, no, baby, honey. The cops, the cops,
cops was in. The cops was in there, baby. I'd have had the cops walk me to my motherfucking Uber, honey. Okay, I would have got the fuck up out of there, bitch. I ain't a dumb bitch, honey. Okay, bitch. Bitch, I'd have had the cops walk. I'd have had the cops escort. Excuse me, officer. Can you please escort me to my car? I think one of these hoodlums, officer, is gonna try to rob me, officer. But can you please escort me to my Uber? I'd have got my Uber, honey. I would already have the address. I was walking to Uber. I'd already had my home address already plugged up in there, bitch. I'd have been home, bitch. I'd have got on Facebook, bitch, and I would have started my live, bitch, and I'd have been reading down. Oh, so you bitches thought you was going to get me? I fooled you, honey, okay? Bitch, I hear what
you're Chipper said, leave them kids alone, child. Don't be going over there messing with them kids. Let them kids get their life, honey.
Baby, I'ma leave them alone, Miss Sangirl. You know, I want to say this publicly, because I am a grown woman and I am a changed woman. You know, I wanna humbly apologize to the House of Juicy, honey. Okay, baby.
I wanna comment about something else that happened that night that kind of disturbed me.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching your live when that fight had broke out afterwards. And them young kids got to be careful, because they could have killed that child. That child head almost went into the car as he was on live. That boy could have been dead over something stupid at some kiki ball and I'm fighting over. Like, that was,
oh, no, that wasn't,
was
no, that wasn't at the kiki. No, Jason, that wasn't at the kiki ball. Those wasn't the girls from the ball.
He had that same red, white, and blue. Well, he must not have watched that day, but he had the same kind of same tank top on. It was the same boy, wasn't it?
Well, they sell those tank tops is only $5.99. Mistake. Everybody running around with those.
Oh, well, child, I applaud Nicole for, you know, trying to break up that, because that was too much. I was gagging.
Yeah, you support Nicole, but I don't. She was fucking with my view.
But I'll see everybody on Saturday for the BBB, and, you know, that's all I wanted to say, Kelly. We in the building. I'm here for the shit.
Okay. The next guest.
$1,000.
I think Chi-Chi and them gave it to the Juicies after the ball got shut down. I think they gave it to them. I don't know, honey. Maybe somebody can tell us, honey. Hold on. But now my comments ain't rolling up on the computer now. Child, I don't know what's going on today, honey. Today ain't a good day for me, honey. Okay? Maybe.
They said they're going to get you blocked by the end of the day.
Huh?
They said they're going to get you blocked.
Yeah, shit ain't going right. Shit ain't going right for me. I live for that blonde cut. My baby, this blonde cut are gonna be gone, honey. Okay, I had on my black wig earlier, honey. I came in the house and I took the black wig off, honey. And I was watching Love and Hip Hop before I started the show. And when I got ready to start the show, I ain't know where I threw the black wig at, so I grabbed the blonde wig, baby, by Johnny. So please, okay, I ain't even a shit. So, Marcus, what did you hear about Chicago?
I heard the ball finished. They gave out all their money. And there's a new $1,000 vote film.
Who?
Well, his name is Kyrie. He's a 007,
oh,
but he used to be a con, so he might be a con again.
I thought Sakari. Hold on one minute. It's about that time, honey.
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you see, it's 10 o'clock. It's time to pay some bills, honey. Hold on. I'll be right back after these words from my sponsor.
Icon CEO James Conn presents GOAT, the greatest of all time. Sunday, May 28th, 2007. At the Den Lounge and Ballroom, 9004 Livingston Road, Fort Washington, Maryland. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, it's an early ball. Yes, it will start on time. Get there. Commentators to be announced. DJ, legendary Von Allure, soon to be Icon. Admission, $25 before 7 p.m., $30 after. Tables, $150. Grand prizes include Sex Siren, open to all, $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all performance, $500. The Look, open to all, $250. Sneakers versus Sneaker, open to all, $100. Open to all Runway, $400. Open to all Realness, $400. Open to all Body, $100. Open to all Faith, $250. Greatest of all time, Sunday, May 28th, get there. The Bab Series, bringing Atlanta Ballroom back, hosted by CJ Prodigy, Taurus Ebony, Twan Blonick, and Felicity Balmain. When? June 4th, 2017, Atlanta, Georgia. The ball starts at 8 p.m. and is over at 2 a.m. It's an early ball and it will start on time. Your commentators for the evening, Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Elijah Ebony, and Norman Ebony. Over $3,000 cash prizes will be given out this night. Grand prize, performance, open to all, $1,000. Mini grand, female figure face, $500. Sex Siren, open to all, $250. Realness, open to all, $500. Runway, open to all, $250. Big Girl Trilogy, $250. And other cash prizes to be announced. To purchase tables or if you have any questions, please visit the event page or contact the promoters personally. The Bab Series, bringing Atlanta Ballroom back, hosted by CJ Prodigy, Taurus Ebony, Twan Blonick, and Felicity Balmain. Welcome back. NASA presents the Twisted Circus Ball, Prevention with a Twist, hosted by Raquel Balenciaga. Over $8,000 in cash will be awarded. Saturday, June 24th. Doors open at 11 p.m. LSS starts at 1 a.m. The ball will start on time. Free all night long. Commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi and Precious Ebony. DJ Von Allure, Elite Beat on the beat.
Elite Beat.
Tables. Seats 10 gets 15 badges, must have a badge for VIP entry. General tables, $150, comes with bottle, cups, ice buckets, circus snacks, and nice decor. VIP tables, $200, comes with the same and is sectioned off from the stage, nice view. Premium VIP tables, $500, comes with premium bottles, chasers, cups, ice buckets, circus snacks, gift bags, sections off and separate stage view, nice decor, VIP only bar, and private dressing room. Grand prize, $2,000, prevention with a twist, team production. Grand prize, $1,000, house with the most persons tested. Grand prize, $2,000, female figure face. Categories also include realness, $500, performance, $500 plus $10 pop. 7 trophies, 7 pops. One $500 cash prize. Runway, $500 plus $10. 4 trophies, 4 pops. One $250 cash prize. Body, $100. Sex Siren, $250. Best Dress, $100 plus trophies. Sneaker versus Sneaker, $100. Streetwear, $100. Put and I Wear, $100 plus trophy. Nathan presents the Twisted Circus Ball, Prevention with a Twist, hosted by Raquel Balenciaga. Over $8,000 in cash will be awarded. Saturday, June 24th, doors open at 11 p.m., LSS starts at 1 a.m.
We're back! So those was our words from our sponsors. Thank you to all my sponsors that's out there. If you'd like to sponsor your ball, your club night, your ass, your ad, hit me up on my Facebook, and I'll give you rates and quotes for all of that shit, honey. And I'm always here for the shit. Marcus, what's the tea?
Did that commercial just say Sing Icon?
You said what?
Did that commercial say soon to be Icon?
The one that stunned.
I think that was. I think that was
James commercial when it said legendary. It said legendary. It said legendary Vonna Lord. Then it said soon to be Icon. You didn't hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
Yes, the kids were sliding that in.
Honey, okay. Maybe I'm here for the shit. Like, what's up? So what up? I didn't really hear nothing about the ball on Saturday, so I guess it was a fabulous. I guess it was a fabulous function. All the cash was given out. The girls came out and the girls had a great time. So shout out to Contrell and also shout out to Toya for definitely having a fabulous function, giving away all of your cash and the girls coming out and the girls being here for the shit. So last night they had the Aftermath Ball. I want to say congratulations to DJ Prodigy for winning a legendary performance. I want to say congratulations to the Ebonies for winning the Twister and the Cash. I want to say congratulations to Maya Mizrahi for a Femme Queen performance. I want to say congratulations to Karma Mizrahi for drag performance. I want to say congratulations to Mother Didi Mizrahi for winning Femme Queen Realness. I want to say congratulations to my sister Felicity Balmain for winning Legendary Realness for the 500 Girls. I want to shout out Andre Ebony for winning Thug Realness. I also want to, that's all I remember.
Oh, okay. Karma Mizrahi for Drag Sex Iron.
You said what?
Karma, Drag Sex Iron.
Marcus, you're trying it, Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus, get it. Marcus, get into the shit, Marcus. Get into the shit, Marcus.
Hey, no, that's a category, Drag Sex Iron.
I got a ball coming up.
All right,
you
that's a new category.
Back,
I never...
back in the days, Jason, they did have Drag Sex Iron and Drag Body back in the days. Yes, they did. I used to walk those categories back in the day.
And they would come out in the baby stuff, too.
You said what?
And they would come out in the baby suit and stuff, too.
Whatever they call for, you would come out in. But wait, Marcus. Why do you mean how, Marcus? Marcus?
You got a ball coming out.
What do you mean, how, Marcus? Baby, we girlfriends. You talking to me, Marcus. You said how to me.
I'll talk to you offline. I'll talk to you
so
offline.
So you started online, so we're going to keep it online, honey, okay? Back in the days, I was not as big as I was back in the days when I was a drag, honey. I was much, much smaller when I was a drag.
I just don't. I'm not saying a drag can't be sexy, but... You know what, Jason? Your ball over. You wanna comment on it?
Howdy.
Forever, my lady.
So, but you know, unfortunately, circumstances beyond my control happened last night, and I know. Jason and Marcus is going to get into the shit because, you know, they like to get into the shit. So, Jason, would you like to get into the shit?
Well, I was brought up to speed a little while ago because I was out all yesterday, and then last night when I tried to watch a little, congratulations, Rodney, on your ball, your aftermath. I tried to watch as much of it as I could, but I had been out the house all day, so I fell asleep. I did at one point see, and then it was, like, confusing because it's, like, certain people's lives was cutting off and things like that. And I caught one clip of a brouhaha, and for those that don't know what that means, that's an argument where somebody was saying he was realer than somebody else, and he looked like a pimp named Slickback. And I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? And I find out I found out this evening that Cantrell got into a scuffle at the ball. So he had a successful night one day and then got into a scuffle the next night and apparently got beat up.
No, that's not what happened.
Well, see, that's why y'all are here, because I can only go by what I was told.
Well, I can't speak on it, honey. I got a ball coming up.
They have balls coming up, and I just have balls I sponsor. So if somebody wants to inbox me, the what's the name, I don't have a problem saying it. So you can inbox it to me, and I'll just say it.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
So I can't be speaking on things and stuff. Maybe, you know, so for what I got and Marcus got, you know, because I'm here for the shit.
How do you know what I got?
Because I know you got it, Marcus, okay? Marcus, I know you got it, honey. So stop acting like you ain't got it, Marcus.
I've been working on my ball. I've been working on my ball and trying to make sure I'm ready for this New York this weekend. I ain't had time to be. Well, what you heard? Give it to me.
Oh, I ain't hear nothing, honey. I don't want to promote violence.
So why are we here tonight? You got a ball coming up. He got a ball coming up. Why are we here tonight?
We here because people pay for commercials, baby. And so
okay,
we
we can play their commercials. And okay, does anybody have any last minute questions, concerns about the BBB ball this weekend? Let's talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Kelly's ball, the do's and the don'ts, the wills and the won'ts. We're going to talk about everything BBB.
Honey, no, just talk about the BBB, honey. I'm here for the shit, bitch, but I'm here for the shit, but then I can't really be here for the shit. You know, honey, so, and shit like that, honey, and stuff like that, honey, and Marcus, you know, he's not trying to, you know, actually be here for the shit like that, honey.
Well,
okay.
I mean, okay, so... I mean, what are we talking about? I forgot. I really was checking my phone.
We're talking about the aftermath in Chicago, honey, okay?
Well, nothing happened at the aftermath. There was a few people who got a little heated because they lost the ball, you know, but that I think that calmed down. But then everybody...
Check the battery,
Alan.
Check your battery.
Cool.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, but I guess CJ Prodigy is definitely going for Judge of the Year because they said he was very stern. He was a stern set. You know, the ball called for all black and white. Okay, well, let's talk about that, right? I heard back. But if somebody told you the category is called for all black and white, would you be able to come in all black or all white?
If it's calling for black and white, if it's calling for black and white, then you should be in black and white.
Don't you agree?
That's
so technical. No, I don't. I understand that he specified it, but if somebody was looking at the flyer and they said categories to be brought in black and white, you know, which I guess in ballroom we tend to put only behind it after, you know, I guess for clarity. But reading that, I don't understand. If you had on all black, as long as you don't have on any other color, I don't quite get it.
Jason, what's up?
So, okay, so CJ got jumped in a car, apparently. Control trapped her with Jerick Drake sex siren. Is that what it was? And then went outside after the ball to try to talk. And that's when and CJ jumped in the car and swung on Cottrell. Then the Mrs. jumped in. CJ chopped her for Drake's sex siren. And he kept going on saying slick shit on the panel after the fact. When the ball was over, he tried to talk to her. She said, don't speak to me. Don't care about a chop. But you are not going to read me and try me and then grin in my face. Pushed past him. He was outside, mad and going off. He had his hands up in her face, and it was words exchanged, but nothing happened. CJ got in the car, okay.
What happened?
Well, apparently, I guess, somebody got chopped. I guess somebody chopped, whoever was the judge, chopped somebody for drag sex siren. They didn't feel it. Then I guess whoever was on the panel, they was trying it all night long. Then when they got outside, more words was exchanged. Somebody got jumped, and then the Mizrahis jumped in, and that was the end of it.
Oh, I don't know.
So girls just need to learn how to be more. Girls need to learn how to just take a chop and walk away. Like the Juicies did. They just took their chop and they walked away.
So we got to go. Everything got to convert back into the Juicies, really. Really, we got to convert everything back into the Juicies.
Did you see it for her?
Do
you think she's drag sex siren? Do you see it?
You said what?
Do you see it for her?
Yes.
You said what?
I said yes.
See, that's the problem, girl. That's why balls are the way they are, girl. Y'all letting kids walk shit. They got no business walking. Now, she is an excellent drags performer. She is one of the best. She set legends. I see all of that. It's not that for her. Kelly, you know that, and you will set her up if you stand out there and let her walk that. Not saying that she could never be that. It just, yeah, she's not even developed well enough for that.
Well, that's what pads
nice
are
girl.
For.
Huh?
That's what pads are for.
Okay. I mean, I've seen people do it. Sequoia did it. Sequoia walked to drags sex siren.
A lot of people walk a lot of categories that they shouldn't be walking, but they walked them. And they
that
had
wasn't
them
the question.
Them.
The question was, did you see it for her? Icon.
I see it. She's my child.
That's the only reason you see it?
She's my house child. I'm here for the shit.
So, hold on. So you would let a brick walk face if they wanted to walk face? If she was in your house?
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, what's that?
Marcus, you need to stop it. So let's get listen, cause I got a long day. I got a long day ahead of me and shit like that and stuff. So if anybody's out there, how many days we got left, Marcus?
Five.
I think it's like five. It's 5 days left. To the big, the bold, and the beautiful ball here in New York City, going down at stage 48 here in New York City this Saturday. It is an afternoon ball. It's going down. We are here for the shit. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concern about the ball, please feel free to definitely hit me up in my inbox, call in, and ask any questions that you may have about this ball. The next caller we have is 478-254. You're live on the air on the clapback.
The next caller we have is 478-254. You're live on the air on the clapback.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I don't want much. I don't know too much about the balls. I just watch you all the time. My name is Kendra Lewinsky, and I'm one of your biggest fans down here in Georgia, little old Mick in Georgia. And I just want to say I love you so much, girl. And I watch all the shows that y'all have on YouTube, the Ballroom Throwbacks. I watch them all. So every time you're live and every time I see something, I'm watching you, girl. And I just want to tell you that keep on doing your thing, girl, and keep on letting these queens have it with these balls and these clapbacks and these chops, girl. Yes.
Okay, thank you, love. Honey, shout out to Macon, motherfucking Georgia. I know where Macon is at. Macon is 2 hours out of motherfucking Atlanta, honey. I know where Macon is at, honey. Okay?
Yes. I love you, Miss Kelly.
I know exactly where Macon at. I got some good Judy's down up in Macon, honey, okay? Yes. I'm here for the shit, honey, okay?
I am too, girl. Yes.
And shout out to you. Thank you for definitely listening to the show and watching all my videos, honey.
Mm-hmm. And
thank you, Kelly. I love you, love.
You can meet her June 24th at the Nation Ball in Atlanta. You know, that's right there. She'll be in Atlanta.
Oh really?
It's free
too.
It's free.
I was planning on coming the middle of this summer. I was supposed to be in New York because my best friend lives in New York, and so I was coming up there just to get my hands in to the balls and things to find out something because I want to start coming to New York to the balls, honey, because it seems like y'all be giving live.
Yeah, but I'll be in Georgia on the 24th, and I'll also be in Georgia on the 4th of next month. I'll be in Georgia.
Cause y'all make me want to be a New York queen, honey. I'm a down south Georgia girl, but I love those balls and things. So yeah, I'm starting to get my hands wet to see what it's all about. So I'm supposed to be in New York soon. So. Hopefully I can get the scoop and, you know, find out some more stuff. And how can I find out exactly what date you say you're going to be in Atlanta?
I'll be in Atlanta on June 4th. I'll be back
okay.
in Atlanta on June 24th. And then I'll also be in Atlanta for Labor Day weekend. I'm having a t-shirt signing down in Atlanta. Labor Day weekend, I'm having my t-shirt signing in Atlanta.
And
okay,
she'll be in Charlotte
cool.
in July.
Okay, cool. So who do I need to get in touch with so I can make sure that I be there?
Oh, you can hit me up, and I'll send you all the information about the two balls coming up in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm just an hour outside of Atlanta, so, you know, it don't take me but like 45 to 50 minutes to get to Atlanta, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so just hit me up. I'll send you all the information, and baby, and I'll be there for the shit, honey, and I hope to see you there for the shit, honey, okay?
Yes, Kelly. Okay, girl. Nice talking to you, love.
Nice talking to you, too, boo. I'll see you real soon.
Okay. I'll be there for the shit, girl.
Okay, and so am I. I'm always here.
Bye.
Right. Okay, yes, honey. We are always here for the motherfucking shit, baby, okay? Yes, God, honey. When I tell you we're here and we're in the building, honey, and we're live for the shit, honey. If y'all have any questions, comments, or concern about the BBB ball that's going down this weekend in New York City, please definitely feel free to definitely call in to 563-999-3333. 3792, and I can definitely answer any questions, comments, or concern you have about the BBB ball that's going down. Stop asking your girlfriend. Stop listening to your girlfriend. Stop listening to the rumors that you're hearing in the street. If you didn't hear it from the JUSSKELLY, it's not motherfucking true, baby, okay? Stop listening to your girlfriend. Stop talking to your girlfriend. Talk to the horse, honey, because the horse, it's definitely going to tell you the truth. I'm here to give you all the information that you need about the BBB ball. It's going down this Saturday at Stage 48. The tables are set. We are here for the shit, honey. Okay, look, wait, hold on. Gotta get in my purse, honey. Gotta get in my purse. The tables are set. The contract. Y'all see the contract? The contract right here. Stage 48, the contract is here. Baby, the tables are set. We are ready to go, baby. Shit is going down. Shit is being brought in, baby. And things of that nature. We have $5,000 Femme Queen Performance, okay? Let me tell you something about this $5,000 category. This $5,000 category, please, everybody, take away all the wording from the category. The only thing you girls need to worry about is your four-minute production. You must be clean. You must be on point. You must be here for the shit. You must be $5,000 worthy. That's what you must be. You're going to come out, and you're going to either get a 10 or you're going to get a chop. Everybody that gets 10s will stand to the side. They will battle for $5,000, not 500, not 200, not 2,500, not 3,000. They will battle for $5,000. The commentators will not pick your battles. You will pick your own motherfucking battles. You will battle down until there is one girl standing, and she will be crowned the new Femme Queen Performance for $5,000. Guess what? I'm here for the shit. I'm about to start the Jess Club. I'm Jess $5,000, honey. I'm about to start my new club of dolls, honey. I need to start my own new $5,000 club, bitch. And it's going to be called the Jess Club. I'm Jess $5,000 worthy. I'm here for the shit. We also have $1,000. Best dress. Male figure versus female figure. Sponsored category for $1,000. We also have open to all runway for $1,000 and a well-tailored suit. Leave the gimmick and the shenanigans at home. We want to be straight up and down the runway walk for your chance, for your battles, and so it's one person standing that will be crowned $1,000. We also have Queen Out in the name of the icon, MC Deborah, a.k.a. Kool-Aid Khan, honey, sponsored by Justin and Jason of Juicin' with the J's Tuesday night. Here, live on the Jess Kelly Network. That's sponsoring $500. Fag out, honey, okay? And we also have $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, sponsored by the icon Uncle Michael Ebony, honey, okay? We have labels, totally done, head to toe, totally done, and 2017 pieces only, sponsored by the House of Law, honey, okay? We have Twister versus Sister. You must dress like a boy for the Twisters. The Sisters must dress like a boy. You must be dressed like a boy from head to toe, from your hat to your clothes to your sneakers as a boy. Sponsored by Caesar or Room Throwback. We have Femme Queen Face and Blue Jeans, White V-Neck, and Jackie O'Frames, honey, for $500. Sponsored by Caesar of Boardroom Throwbacks. We also have Big Girl's Face, Blue Jeans, White V-Neck, Jackie O'Frames for the Big Girl for $500. We also have Twist Your Swift is an all-American twist. You must walk runway for your Swift. You cannot be someone that is known for realness with a twist to walk this category. This is for the thugs that walk realness, that want to twist and walk all-American runway. Sponsored for $250 by the legendary Kai Barmaid. We also have Big Girl's Face in Your Real Hair, sponsored by Athena Khan. We also have Legendary Realness. You must bring your resume. Bring your resume like if you're going on a job interview. With your wins, your losses, and all of that shit. Sponsored by the legendary Africa motherfucking Revlon, honey. We have Trans Man Realness. Rep your state in a jersey or a fitted. Sponsored by La for $100. We also have Trans Man Sex Siren and Boxer Briefs, also sponsored by La for $100. Baby, we are here for the motherfucking shit. Did I leave anything out? Did I miss anything? Jason, Marcus, did I miss anything?
You got Big Girl's Face?
Yeah, I said Big Girl's Face. I'm always here for the shit.
Twister
versus
Sister?
So, yeah, I said Twister versus Sister. So, like, listen, if y'all got any questions, comments, or concerns, y'all can definitely hit me up on Facebook. You can definitely go to the event page at The Big, The Bold, and The Beautiful on Facebook. You can definitely hit me up in my inbox. I'll definitely answer any questions, comments, or concerns that you may have about this ball. I am always here for the shit. We are 5 days away. I want to shout out to everyone that has purchased a table. Trust and believe, everyone that has purchased a table for this motherfucking ball, trust and believe, baby. When you walk in the building and you see your tables are going to be worth more than $300. I'm coming to show up, and I'm coming to show the fuck out when it comes to these tables, okay? Everything that is on your table will be able, if you don't eat it, you will be able to take it home. I'm going to show the fuck out, and I'm going to show the girls why exactly you should have had a table for your motherfucking house, because guess what? I'm that bitch. I'm always here for the motherfucking bitch, okay? I'm going beyond what I need to do for these tables to make sure that these tables are fabulous. I'm going beyond the call of duty to make sure that this event is fabulous and everyone has a great fucking time. I am here for the shit. Okay. So what's up, Jason and Marcus? What's the thing?
I just want to say something because I had to talk to my partner and then I had to pray on it. Kelly went live on Saturday, and it kind of sort of pissed me off to the point where I did, because Kelly's ball is her ball, and we agreed that we were going to do what we were going to do. I want to tell you, I don't want to say that F word because I don't want to get banned and all that kind of stuff, but I just want to say something to you nasty sissies. I was so pissed off that I did tell Justin that I did no longer want to sponsor a category for this ball. I would have rather just give Selvin that $500 in honor of him myself and just give it to him. Because that was really fucked up and nasty and disrespectful for whoever you are or whoever you were to do something like that. And it would not be fair to the people that were looking forward to, because that's what Justin said, it would not be fair to the people that are actually coming to Kelly's ball to walk that category in his honor. To take that money away and to just give it to him. But you all did him a dishonor by doing that nasty, sissy, crafty-ass shit. And I hope whoever you are, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I hope karma bites you in the ass something terribly.
Much, because
I ain't here for the shit, bitch. I don't even want to talk about it, baby. I really don't, honey, because I ain't got time, honey. I ain't got the time. nor the energy to even talk about it, honey, okay? Baby, I really don't, honey. Baby, because the girls are gonna get exactly what's coming to them, baby, okay? Because, honey, God don't like motherfucking, God don't like ugly, bitch. And half of these kids are definitely ugly, honey, okay? I would talk to MC Deborah. I would talk to MC Deborah when I go and see her and find out if she wants to start a GoFundMe. I'm not just going to start a GoFundMe for her. I will speak to her and find out if she wants to do that. And if that's something that she wants to do, then I will do it for her. But I'm not just going to start one on her behalf. Because, baby, listen, when I started the GoFundMe for myself, because Medicaid did not want to pay for my sonogram, for my breast, for me to get my surgery done. They don't want to pay for my MRI, for me to get, because I got to get a sonogram first and then get an MRI. And all of this shit is expensive. When I started my GoFundMe for that, to get that done so I can have it done, the girls read me and said I was scheming and all types of things and stuff. So, you know, it's real weird with starting a GoFundMe. So if this is something that MC Deborah Kool-Aid wants to do and want me to do it for her, then I will do it. I'm not just going to do it because, you know, girls are real funny and girls want to go and try to read and stuff. And I ain't got time for that, bitch. I really don't. I'm not here for it. I'm really not. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm not. I'm really not going to put myself in that line. I want to thank all the people that did donate and help me out and stuff. It got me someplace. I was able to get my sonogram. As y'all see, I picked the picture up on my page or what the silicone looked like with the sonogram. I'm still working on getting my coins. Hopefully the ball goes great and I can get my coins, bitch, and get my MRI done, honey. That's $1,700 for the MRI, bitch. I get that done, bitch, and then I can take that stuff down to the doctor and hopefully get this industrial silicone out of my breath. But that GoFundMe and all of that stuff, baby, I ain't with the shit. I'm really not with the shit, bitch, okay? So if girls want to send stuff or see me and want to get stuff to help MC Deborah, I don't have a problem with doing that. But that GoFundMe, I'm just not with it. I'm just not. Bitches leaving comments and all types of stuff and saying types of things that they saying underneath the comments and all types of things, it's no. I just don't. I'd rather people just hit me up. If you're looking to send her money, you can send it Western Union, MoneyGram, Square Cash, PayPal. But all of that GoFundMe shit is just too much, honey, okay? Baby. Oh, somebody said if they walk and they win, they're gonna donate $300 of their winnings, baby, to Selvin's phone bill, honey. Okay, baby.
Well, tell them what's their name, baby, and I'll make sure they win.
Baby, shut up, Marcus, honey. If I walk and win the $100 on Saturday, I'm donating it to MC Deborah. Okay, well, the people want it. Listen, and she will be in the building. And she will be sitting, bitch, okay? Bitch, okay? Honey, she will be in the building, and she will be sitting, bitch. She will be in the building, honey. Trust and believe. My sister will be coming through, honey, okay? I'm here for the shit.
You best up on me.
Yeah, the girls are real crafty, bitch, and I ain't got time for the girls and all of their crafting and their shenanigans and using bad numbers and all types of shit. I really don't. That's another reason why I'm real skeptical. Because, you know, you got to watch out because everybody is not good people. Everybody think that they're doing good when they use these numbers and they use these credit cards to do things for people. But the only thing you do is you fuck them up. You hinder them in the long run, baby, okay? A lot of people like to use bad numbers and stuff on these GoFundMes and all these different things. And the only thing you do is fuck a person's bank account up and flag their bank account, and they got to go through all of this different ropes. They got to jump through all these different hoops and hurdles and shit to get their shit back to right. I ain't got time for it, bitch. Baby, honey, my good, good, My good Judy, me and my good Judy worked too motherfucking hard, bitch, to get me legal, Miss Saint Girl, honey. I ain't got time for it, bitch, okay? I don't, bitch, okay? I got my motherfucking PayPal, bitch. It's my business account, honey, for the Jess Kelly Network. I got my Square Cash, my motherfucking Bank of America, and all types of different, like my Uber and Lyft and Curve and shit, bitch, that's hooked to my card and shit. I ain't got time for that shit, mister. Girl, I ain't got time for my shit to be flagged and all types of shit, bitch, because a bitch don't put a bad number on my shit, bitch, and then I go outside, bitch, and I get in the motherfucking cab and get to my destination, and I know I got my credit card hooked to the motherfucking shit, and they get to my destination, and then the shit ain't working, and then they trying to take my big fat black ass to the precinct. I ain't got time for it. I ain't with it, bitch, honey, because I can't run, bitch. I can't. I'm telling you, I can't run. So I ain't going to have no other choice but to go to jail and then sit in jail and try to figure out what the fuck is happening because the bitch don't fuck me up. I ain't with it. I just ain't got it. So, bitch, if y'all want to send that lady some money and use some real motherfucking people and I know you, I got to know that you a real person. I got to know that you a real person. If you send in Western Union or MoneyGram, my name is Kelly Harrison, New York, New York. You could take and screenshot the information and put it in my inbox. Anything outside of that, when it comes to my Square Cash and it comes to my PayPal and all of that stuff, you have to be a real person that I can video chat with before I give you my fucking information to send shit to my thing, honey, okay? I need to know who's on the other end before I give you my information and you have my shit fucked up. Because if you get my shit fucked up, bitch, I'm coming to fuck you up. I'm just saying. I'm just being real. So everybody else, Kelly Harrison, New York, New York. You can send Western Union. You can send motherfucking MoneyGram. You can put the information in my inbox, and I'll go pick it up, and I'll let MC Deborah know this person donated to your motherfucking phone bill. This person did this. This person did that. But anything else after that, personal information, we got a video chat. I got to see you. I got to know that you're a real person behind that shit before I give you my shit. Because you ain't going to fuck up my shit, bitch. A bitch work too motherfucking hard, bitch. Check go direct deposit. It's linked to everything, bitch. It's linked to my Hulu, bitch. It's linked to my Spotify. It's linked to my Amazon. Nah, bitch, y'all going to fuck me up, bitch. And a bitch be gagging. I work too motherfucking hard, bitch. It's about to be 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, I've been home for a year, bitch. I worked too motherfucking hard in the last year, bitch, to keep myself on the straight and motherfucking narrow, bitch, for a bitch to come and fuck my shit up, bitch. I ain't with the shit. I'm just saying. Okay, hold on, y'all, because I've been talking for a long time, honey. Hold on, I got to pay some motherfucking bills. Hold on, I'll be right back.
We Three Kings, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th, doors open at 6 p.m. LSS will begin at 6:30 p.m., followed by the first category being called promptly at 7 p.m. sharp. We Three Kings will start on time. Center stage at NODA, 2315 North Davidson Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Precious Ebony, DJ Von Allure. Admission $30 all night. Table $200 before June 3rd, $300 after. Grand prizes $1,033 Legendary Realness with a Twist, $1,033 Butch Queen Fake, $1,033 Butch Queen High Fashion Streetwear. Mini grands include Legendary Realness with a Protege, with $533 awarded to the legend and $333 to the protege. $533 open to all runway. $533 open to all foot, eye bag, or belt. $533 legendary versus up and coming legendary, Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $533 open to all performance, battle royale. Plus much, much more. Over $7,500 in cash prizes. We Three Kings, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th. longtime mother, Devon Chanel, presents the 10th anniversary West Coast Legends Ball. Revisit the eras of glam, Sunday, July 2nd, 2017. Exclusive sponsorship by In The Meantime. Commentator Jack Mizrahi, DJ BJ Chanel at Cats of Vertigo, the Catwalk Ballroom, 1828 Oak Street, Los Angeles, California, 90015. Doors open at 6 p.m. LSS begins promptly at 8 p.m. Ball over at 12 a.m. Entry and cover charge, it's free. Free house tables, first come, first serve. Contact Devon Chanel, MotherChanel at gmail.com to RSVP. Cash prizes include $1,000 open to all runway. All runway winners battle for the cash. $1,000 open to all realists. All realness winners battle for the cash. $1,000 open to all performers. All performers, Vogue fam winners vote for the cash battle. Mini grand prize, $500. Open to all sex sirens. Open to all legend / icon of the night. Any legend or icon can come and represent their category and battle for the cash. $250 open to all face. All face winners battle for the cash. Also, virgin categories, $50 each. Virgin face, virgin Vogue, and virgin runway. Icon mother Devon Chanel presents the 10th anniversary West Coast Legends Ball, Sunday, July 2nd, 2017.
Yes, we're back. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Private caller.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kelly. I just want to say that I love your show and you're really entertaining.
Thank you.
And I just have a comment about the ballroom scene and balls in general. I've been to a few balls, and I love to watch the different categories, especially runway and femme queen performance. But I just want Jason and Marcus to chime in on this also. How do you consider balls fair when most of the panelists are either friends of the person that threw the ball, and they know the participants that won the ball? How is it really fair? Because for an example, Kelly, would you actually have a judge any of the categories of your ball that you didn't like?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
I mean, would you choose someone to judge a category that was not a friend of yours? Like somebody in the ballroom scene that you didn't see eye to eye with, would you choose them to judge a category at one of your balls?
Well, picking judges is not about a person that you like. Picking judges is about picking a person that you think that is going to be fair and going to be biased when it comes to sitting on a panel. It's not about liking or disliking anyone when it comes to picking a judge.
And yeah, Carla, there are a few people that have personally judged. There are a few people who've judged my events who I don't personally care for in their personal life, but because they are a reputable judge, they're able to represent, on the judges panel. So it happens.
Yeah,
I mean, for me personally, Carla, I feel like judges are limited because although I would like to see the balls that I've gone to, I've seen a different selection of judges on the panel, and I would like to see that diversity more at other balls, because you do get tired of seeing the same judges doing the same antics from one ball to the next. So it can be a little disheartening to some people, and then some people, I guess they've just got numb to that. This is what it's going to give. I like how Marcus sets up his judges panel. I liked how some other people have set up their judges panel in the past. But I mean, it does get a bit redundant to see some of the same judges doing the same thing from one ball to the next. I know that I get personally, I'm sick of the, but that's just ballroom. You get my house, I'm gonna get your house. That tit for tat. It does a disservice to the patrons that are walking, especially the younger people, to me. But I mean, that's just ballroom.
Yeah, sometimes I think it is a disservice because, like, the femme queen category that Kelly has for $5,000, like, someone could automatically say that Leomi is going to win because Kelly knows her and maybe the judges know her. And it might not be fair to some of the other talented people out there. Like, the ball that just happened, the list. I didn't think Tamaya was the best vulgar. At the end of the last battle, she seemed like she was rolling around the floor, like she was tired. Tati Mugler, her battle was better, and she didn't make it to the end. It just seems like a lot of politics. And even if the girls don't have a good, you know, performance on the floor because of their name, they're going to make it to the end and probably win, which is not fair.
Okay, well, caller, can I ask you a question? That happens with everything,
yeah,
though, because let's just be for real. Did you see some of the looks from the Met Gala last week?
I did.
Okay, so all these people went up for what Rihanna had on, right? And but for some people, they might have been like, oh, child, she just, you know, what it is. But because everybody knows she's Rihanna and she's a fashion icon, you know, you give her the benefit of the doubt. So, I mean, that comes with ballroom as well. There are certain people that have an off night, but because of their name, they have, especially with something like performance where it's so subjective, you know, if it was something like face where, you know, you can kind of, you know, either you kind of got it or you don't, but performance, really, what makes somebody get 10? Because they made you say ow twice in 30 seconds, or did they, you know... What really makes you give them a 10?
That's true. And my last question, thank you guys for answering my question. Kelly, so I'll be watching because I love to watch your lives when you did the balls. Like the category, how would you make it fair? Naomi's probably going to...
Your phone is breaking up, Paula.
I said... My last question, and I love you, and I'll be watching the ball if you put it on live. How, if Leomi, is going to be fair to the other girls? Fairly judged.
I don't know what. Did y'all hear what
you called? Well, caller, I mean,
they're asking because of the $5,000 category. A lot of people may be saying because Leomi is your daughter, she's automatically going to win. How are you going to, I guess she's asking, how are you going to handle that so that all the other people that may be walking feel comfortable walking that category and not feeling like it's going to be a give it to my daughter type of event?
Exactly.
Leomi is not walking the category. Leomi agency that she works for is sponsoring some of the money at my ball. Leomi will be at work at the ball from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. After that, Leomi's leaving and Leomi's going home, and Leomi's not walking the ball.
Okay, you told me, Kelly. Thank you guys for answering my question. Kelly, I love you.
You're welcome. Okay, the next caller, hold on. The next caller we have is another private caller. I'm waiting for the switch. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly, what category do I have to sponsor to keep you from wearing those goddamn blue contacts again?
Oh,
what?
They said, what category do they have to sponsor to get you to not wear those blue contacts ever again?
If you sponsor the Butch Queen Realness Cattle, if you call me right now on Facebook, FaceTime, and you're a real person, and I'll give you my motherfucking Square Cash or PayPal information, and if you sponsor a nice, cute coin, Miss Thing, for the Butch Queen Realness category, baby, I'll take the contact out while we on live and throw them out the window.
Girl.
So I guess you're not really here for the shit.
Carl, you don't live for Kelly Blue Eyes?
Hell no, girl. Speaking of blue, did y'all congratulate Beyonce on her baby, on her twin?
She had the baby?
Yes, somebody. I don't think she was 9 months.
Yes, Beyonce, your baby's a Tarsus, so I'm a fan now. Yes, two more Tarsus in the world. Work, Beyonce.
Okay, thank you, private caller. I guess the private caller wasn't here for the shit. They just wanted to run their shit. Baby, I don't know why the girls don't like my blue contacts, honey. I have them on in months, bitch. I just put them back on for the awards board, bitch. I haven't had them on in months, bitch. I've been wearing my regular motherfucking eyes and my brown contacts, bitch. And my green, bitch. I just put them back on. I haven't had them on in months.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Kelly, I just got an email from somebody, and they're saying they are not using. And they're definitely a real person. They do not like the blue contacts with you.
So what are they going to do for me to get rid of the blue contacts?
the person that just inboxed me and texted me, what are you going to do to stop her from doing that?
Okay. Let me tell y'all something, bitch, okay? I got 12 pair contacts, bitch, okay? I have 3 pair blue contacts, bitch. I got brown, I got green, I got hazel, I got gray. I got all different types of color contacts in there, bitch. Whatever I decide to put on it that day, when I'm feeling it that day, bitch, I wore white. I wore all white to the awards ball. And I had a bone snatch ponytail. My green eyes was just not popping with that ponytail and that all white. So I put my blue eyes on. My contacts are not these cheap. My contacts is not those cheap contacts that the girls get from the motherfucking beauty supply store, bitch. I can keep my contacts on for weeks at a time, bitch, okay? Because my contacts are worth just that much money when I go into the shop and get my contacts ordered and customized to my motherfucking eyes. Bitch, so if I decide to wear what I want to wear, I wear what I want to wear. If y'all don't like it, y'all don't like it, bitch. Girl, please. Y'all not buying me no contacts. Are y'all giving me $150 a pair of motherfucking contacts?
Kelly, they said they will donate another color, but the blue got to go.
They will donate another color? We could go to Octavision, honey, and they can go with me there, Chelly, and they can and I can get measured for a new pair of color and everything, honey. I am due for a new color, honey. I need a nasty light motherfucking gray or something like that, honey. If they want to do that, then what's up? Are they coming to New York this weekend for the ball?
I'm waiting on them to reply.
They want to donate a new color? It's $150 for a new color. So are y'all here for the shit? Okay. Like, what's up? The girls don't like my blue, Miss Thing, girl, honey. Let me see, mama. You know. Let me see. Hold on. I got to fix tease the wig all up.
I'm watching this VH1 special for Dear Mama, right? The VH1 special, right? But why, what are they song selections on here? Why he just sung That's What I Like? What they got to do with your mama?
His mama might like that song.
Hey, Gladys Knight just sung I'm Leaving on a Midnight Train to Georgia.
On that midnight train to Georgia, leaving on that midnight train. Ooh. Hey, yes,
Sonny. But we about to get up out of here. Rodney and AARP committee will definitely be live. What? I don't know what you, who. Oh, Vince. Rodney and AARP committee will be on in the next 31 minutes. Y'all can definitely listen to them, and they are definitely going to recap. The treasurer's trying to get me to make a guest appearance. I really don't know. Bitch, I'm old. I'm tired. I'm washed up. But the AARP committee will definitely be on live.
Kelly would definitely be. She would definitely be on Tens of Chops tonight to discuss her bones. So text your girlfriend. I am your girlfriend. And let them know. Don't do that.
I think I'm gonna send my team over there. I think I'm gonna send my team, my M and J over there to discuss the BBB ball. I think I'm gonna pick them underneath contract. We was here for the shit. I gotta go. I'll check you out real soon. Any questions, comments, or concerns that you may have about this ball, please definitely hit me up on motherfucking Facebook or call my ballroom number that is on Facebook, and I will definitely answer your comments and your concerns. Thank you to everyone. Oh, wait, hold on, baby. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Okay, hold on.
Kelly.
You're live on
Kelly
the air. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Tay Prince. I want to know what Fag Out is calling for, because if I win fair and square, I want to donate half of it to MC Deborah.
MC Deborah is known for this category. So, you know, the other
I tried to VHS it. I can't find it. I looked all over YouTube. I couldn't find no clips.
MC Deborah is known for this category. So the other day when I was up there and I was telling her, you know, she was reading me. I'm going to tell y'all, she was reading me. Cause I told the kids McDonald's, Burger King, White Castle, you know those type of, you know, fast food restaurant, you know,
right.
Uniform. That bitch told me, she said, I don't know why you told them that, cause I wore McDonald's, bitch, and I had my hair in a doobie wrap, and I had my headphones on. I gave the right, okay. So she wore a McDonald's uniform, honey. She had her hair in a doobie wrap with the pins and her visor on, bitch, and her McDonald's headphones, Miss Thing. And it was real skin tight, and she just came out there, and she was the only cunty queen. Do you know very, you know how you have one of those cunty butch queens that walk down the street with their pocketbooks and they tight clothes, and they just ultra, 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 ultra gay, and you be looking like, bitch, you are just doing too much. That is Queen Out.
Okay, so it's not wig and lipstick.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's whatever you want to do to queen out, baby. However you feel that you need to queen out, baby. If you gotta put on a wig and lipstick, baby, and do all of that, and that's the way you want to queen out, queen out.
Okay.
Did you used to walk best dressed? Your voice sounds familiar.
No, I haven't walked. I'm gonna start walking. Kelly's gonna be my first ball.
All right. We'll see you there.
I'm here for this year. Okay. Go ahead, Marcus.
That person who said they was going to sponsor our text, they said they were going to visit their mother for Mother's Day this weekend, but they'll see you in Charlotte, and they'll definitely have a 150 for you.
Okay. And I'll definitely get some new cars. And then you know what I'm going to do for them? What I'm going to do for them is, if they can really give me the 150, I'm going to bring my 2-pair blue contacts down to motherfucking Charlotte with them. If they give me the 150 to come and get me some new contacts, bitch, I'm going to hand them both pair of my blue contacts so they can throw it in the garbage.
Well, I'm definitely going to make sure I introduce y'all.
Okay, because I'm here for the shit, babe. I'm here for the shit, okay? So thank you, Tay, for definitely calling in. Thank you to everybody that has tuned into the show. The AARP committee will be on in about 27 minutes. Definitely tune into the AARP, honey, and support them. I'm going to support them as long as they ain't got that motherfucking cackling cow on their show, Miss Thing. Once they put that cackling cow back on their show, I will not be supporting them anymore, honey. I am always here for the shit. I'll see y'all all back here on another installment of the Jess Kelly Show. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for Juicing with the J's when they'll be live on the air tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And don't forget, this Saturday here in New York City, the big, the bowl, the beautiful bowl, it goes down in motherfucking New York City. It ain't gonna get no motherfucking better than this. Make sure you here for the motherfucking shit because I'm always here for the shit. I'll see y'all real soon. Good night.